This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Elsewhere in the regulatory economy, the Department of Homeland Security has announced plans to reverse an Obama administration immigration rule. This one's for the spouses of H-1B visa holders, the visas that skilled workers get, often to work in high tech. DHS gave notice yesterday that it's going to get rid of a rule that lets some of those spouses get jobs of their own. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains that change.
Back in 2015, Homeland Security under President Obama said giving these spouses the right to work made perfect sense. Their rule applies to spouses of skilled workers who already have been preliminarily approved for a green card. They can work once their spouse actually gets the green card, but that can take ages, given the limited number awarded each year.
People from India who are receiving their green cards today waited 10 years to receive them.
David Beer with the Cato Institute. He thinks the backlog has grown so big, that number could climb to 50 years for new applicants.
You're talking about potentially a half a century of waiting for a green card and your spouse can't work. It doesn't require any kind of rocket science to figure out that a lot of people are going to start leaving the country.
That's why Beer says this rule change would be a big deal for the roughly 40,000 spouses who would be eligible to work under it each year. Homeland Security said in a statement the proposed rule change stems from President Trump's Buy American, Hire American executive order. Sarah Pierce with the Migration Policy Institute says it's true spouses aren't limited in the types of jobs they can take.
This employment authorization isn't regulated in any sense. There's no labor market test to ensure that there's a need for foreign nationals in this area.
But Pierce also thinks that many of these workers are likely to have skills similar to their spouses, skills the U.S. economy really needs. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.